following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
We're live in 3, 2, just as like I've already had it rolling. 1, 3, 7.
Welcome to Wilson. Oh, my bad.
Hey there. Hi there. Welcome to Refuge Devos. Yes. On a Wednesday.
Yes.
And we're here to talk about hope. More importantly, maybe the topic of hopelessness. I have gotten some emails recently about people who are feeling hopeless, which I think if you maybe talk to people over the last couple of years, there's some strong reasons to feel or understandable reasons very charged, why people would feel hopeless with all the things that have gone on in the last several years. And not to mention the fact that just the thing that just happened in Uvalde, where there are people who are wondering and asking the question, where is the Lord? And maybe even asking the question, this foundation that I once had that felt so solid in my walk with Him or maybe in my time in the Word, and now I'm beginning to be challenged a bit.
Yeah.
And that can bring up hopelessness.
Yeah, it can.
And you work with high schoolers, and they're walking through all this as well. I can only imagine that is the same question they're asking.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's just, you know, I don't think it's just with high schoolers, obviously. But when anything happens, especially these different events that you just brought up, like the one that happened in Texas, it even with the people that are the strongest in their faith, I think it can do a number at times, especially when we talk about hope, too. Maybe it won't derail somebody's faith, but we read in scripture over and over again, okay, God, there's hope, there's hope, there's hope. You give hope. And then I think there's the moments where it's like, okay, I'm dealing with something, you know, I'm dealing with this event, and I don't feel hope like at all. In fact, maybe I feel the exact opposite of these things. So sometimes there's a disconnect on that, you know?
And I think in this particular situation, you have a couple things at work in this area of hopelessness. You have personal things that have happened to us that cause us, that maybe challenge our faith, or even challenge just our joy or our peace, personal things. And then I think like never before, we're looking on like on a global scale. We're talking about the war in Ukraine. We're talking about tragedies that are happening around the globe. And those are more real than ever before, I think, for a lot of people. And they're realizing that on a personal level and then on a global level, the question is, where do I find hope? So I kind of like to go to this passage in Romans chapter 8, where there's some persecution going on, not just some, but there is persecution going on within the church. And here's what Paul writes. He says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?" These things would be the challenges and the things that are coming against the church personally and the church at large. "He who did not," and this is verse 32, "he," speaking of God, "he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how much shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" In other words, if we look to the cross and we look to Jesus, God sends his son to die on the cross for us, then how would we not then look to him as the God who is going to be with us no matter what? If he paid such a high price to win us into relationship with himself, then in the moments of difficulty, be it persecution or difficulties in even the things that we're trying to hold tight onto our foundation, then why not look to the God who gave us his son, died for us on the cross?
Right, and if you even skip down to verse 35 where it says, "Well, then who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution," so going into, we were talking famine, nakedness, danger, sword, and it just keeps going on and on. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. "For I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels, demons, nothing, neither the present nor the future nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." I think at times there are people that are like, man, I am, again, like I already said, I'm not feeling hope in this situation because this thing is happening. And I've been guilty of this. I know you've probably been guilty of this as well. But I think sometimes we are looking for hope within our situation. Like our circumstances is what's supposed to be the you know, factor in whether I have hope or not. And God says, you will go through times in your life that actually in of themselves, hope is not going to be found. Hope is found in Jesus, though. Hope is found in the one who holds you in those moments. And so I feel like that's why it's like, it doesn't matter what happens, right? It could be the worst thing in the world. And they are, I mean, again, we bring up Texas. Like, I literally cannot imagine what that's like. And apart from Christ, there is nothing of hope or nothing of substance that I can give that person or those families, or that you could give those families whatsoever. But because Christ is who he says he is, because he loves us, because he is present with us during those times, there is hope. Yeah. Like, there truly is hope.
Yeah. And I would just say, as we close here, is the idea is as life is like sinking sand at times, or it's fluctuating up and down, and we've all kind of walked through our own different things. We cannot lose the foundation in the trust in God, who, again, would send his son to die on a cross for us, and that we could have a relationship with him. That's our foundation. It's not circumstance. We need people in our lives, but our hope is not in people. It's ultimately in a relationship with God. And so I would encourage you today, if you're one of those people who is feeling hopeless, turn your attention, spend some time seeking after the God who wants to be your foundation. Mm-hmm. Have a great rest of your week.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.